On, I mean, the officer in Chicago, the brutal killing in Houston, people have said there was an article in the paper saying police are in a very bad spot. Can you react to both of those? And are your officers in harm's way? Or are you putting anything out for them to be extra cautious?
Police officers have been in harm's way since the first officer put on dispatch. We have had over 200 officers killed in the line of duty in the city of Los Angeles over the past 100 years. This is a dangerous profession. I don't know that it is more dangerous now than it's ever been, but it certainly highlights the issues that are prevalent in some of our cities.
Any special warning, any alert for your men in light of what's happened in the last couple of days?
Well, you know, a lot of what we talk about in our training relative to relationship building, relative to the national discussion about law enforcement that has been ongoing the last couple of weeks, is about the need to be vigilant, about the need to make sure that you keep yourself safe. You know, when we talk about preservation of life, we're not only talking about the preservation of the public's lives, but also police officers' lives.
One of the other police chiefs involved in one of the cities where officers were killed had a statement in response to a local fair, Black Lives Matter group. His response was, blue lives matter, black lives matter, all lives matter. Do you have a response to what they're saying now? They're talking about they don't feel valued, that their lives don't matter. There's also the issue that you just discussed about officers being killed. Do you have a summation of something in response to what they're saying?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that Los Angeles Police Department spends the majority of its resources protecting all our communities, you know, particularly minority communities, particularly communities where crime is most prevalent. You know, we deploy police officers based on crime, based on gang crime, based on violent crime. So, you know, this does matter to us. This is we not only talk about it, but we put our resources where our beliefs are, and we'll continue to do that.
Chief, they accuse you of being smug. They said no, people were not looking them in the eye. When you hear things like that,
well, first of all, nobody accused me of not looking them in the eye, because I look people in the eye when I talk to them, and I look everybody in the eye, and I look at you in the eye. I think that sometimes you confuse what they're saying to the commission with what they're saying to me.
When you hear their feelings, their strong feelings of just being simply disregarded, whether you believe it to be true or not, can you understand where they're coming from, and what is your response to that?
Well, this group and this police commission hearing comes to every police commission. They provide the same information every time. I think for them to think that the commissioners, who, by the way, are not paid, who, by the way, are volunteers who put in an incredible amount of their own time in order to serve the city of Los Angeles, are going to pay rapt attention to the same speech that they've heard week after week after week is just to deny human nature.
Chief, if we can go to the August numbers, you said there was a bad month.
It was horrible.
How alarming is it?
Well, you know, the last time we had this many homicides in August was 2007. You know, 2007, the city suffered almost twice as many homicides as we did last year. So it is of great concern. We will continue to look at the violent crime picture. We're making some adjustments in the way we respond. We're adding some resources in the places that we need them. You know, this is one of the things that we do in response to violent crime.
You mentioned that it was a lot of gang on gang. I mean, is that? I mean, are you saying that it's just a certain part of town? I mean, it's not citywide. I mean, it's pretty confined to certain areas.
Majority of the homicides occurred in our South Bureau, 17. 14 of those were gang on gang, gang related crime. You know, this is an issue that is prevalent in some of our communities more than others. We have gang issues throughout Los Angeles, but the most deadly, the most violent, is in South Los Angeles and at some point Central Los Angeles.
Chief, we all know that crime numbers have been up so far this year, but homicides have been consistently the one area that have stayed down. Does that add any more concern, the fact that you saw such a bad August, the fact that this was kind of the one area of crime that stayed relatively the same as last year, and now it seems to be creeping up again?
Well, you know, another newspaper, the New York Times, commented on the national progress of homicides, or the national issue of homicides increasing in most of our major cities. You know, I think that is something that, that LA has avoided up until this past month. You know, we had almost 19 more homicides this August than we did in the prior August, exactly 19 more. And because of that, it pushed our numbers well past what they were last year. You know, whether this is going to be a one-month issue or whether it's going to be something that we see for the rest of the year is something that we'll watch very closely and we'll try to mitigate through the application of resource, the application of public will. You know, right as we speak, there's a meeting about violent crime going on in South Los Angeles, you know, at the Sentinel offices, another newspaper. And so I think it's important that we recognize that while the police are responsible for this, while I am responsible for this, this is something that the entire community needs to address. You know, this is the tragedy of Los Angeles, that young men, primarily young men, kill each other over slights that most of us would find to be insignificant. You know, they have their social skills break down to such a level that violence is the only answer for things that most people deal with on a daily basis. So, you know, this is something that has to be addressed at all levels, not just a policeman.
But Chief, the numbers were so staggering and good for a while, and then all of a sudden it's just like the bottom dropped out.
But I'd like a question about the chance of Rodale Jones.
Well, if you can answer that, maybe go from there.
Well, you know, this is why we look at these things month to month, week to week, day to day. You know, we try to recognize trends. We try to adjust our deployment, adjust our resources to meet these trends. And so we will see how that application affects what goes on in the coming year.
Outside and in the meeting, they were chanting Rodale Jones. Is there anything in response that the department wants to say in response to that? It's an August 12th allegation that they have that she was shot, that she stole something of insignificance, and that she was shot in the back, they say.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna have a debate about that. An officer involved shooting is under investigation. Officers responded to a robbery, which did in fact occur, a violent crime, one of the crimes that we're talking about right now. And we believe that she was the suspect. They confronted her. She threatened officers to a degree that they feared for their lives or their safety, and an officer involved shooting occurred.
Thank you, guys. The chief has another engagement. Thank you.